Listening Library presents The Janitor's Boy by Andrew Clements. Read for you by B.D. Wong. Chapter 1. The Perfect Crime. Jack Rankin had a particularly sensitive nose. As he walked into school in the morning, sometimes he would pause in the entryway and pull in a snoot load of air from the flow rushing out the door. Instantly, he could tell what the cafeteria lunch would be, right down to whether the Jell-O was strawberry or orange. He could tell if the school secretary was wearing perfume, and whether there was an open box of donuts on the table in the teacher's room on the second floor. On this particular Monday morning, Jack's nose was on high alert. He was working on a special project, a bubblegum project. Today's activity was the result of about a week's worth of research and planning. Days ago, Jack had begun the project by secretly examining the bottoms of desks and tables all over the school, trying to decide exactly which kind of discarded gum was the most unpleasant. After he conducted his first few sniff tests, he didn't even have to look underneath a table or a chair to tell if there was gum. The scent of the stuff followed him from class to class. He had gum on the brain. He smelled gum everywhere, on the bus, in the halls, passing a locker, walking into a classroom. Jack finally chose Watermelon Bubblicious. It had to be the smelliest gum in the universe. Even weeks after being stuck under a chair or table, that sickly sweet smell and distinctive crimson color were unmistakable. And Bubblicious, any flavor of it, was definitely the stickiest gum available. By Jack's calculations, it was more than 3 times stickier than Bazooka. The final stage of Jack's gum caper began in today's...